Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we turn everyday meals into extraordinary experiences. I'm your host, Ben Harper, here to guide you through another delicious adventure in the kitchen. Today, we're spicing things up with a dish that's sure to dazzle your taste buds, Southwest beef cavatappi. If you're anything like me, you might find yourself cooking the same things over and over. It's easy to fall into a recipe rut, right? Well, not today. We're breaking the monotony with bold Southwest flavors that bring a tantalizing twist to traditional pasta. Now, let's gather our ingredients. You'll need high-quality ground beef, cavatappi pasta, black beans, corn, a large red bell pepper, an onion, a couple of garlic cloves, smoky red pepper crema, chili powder, cumin, and of course, a bit of salt and pepper. Oh, and don't forget a splash of olive oil for cooking, some fresh cilantro for garnish, and shredded cheese for topping. First up, preparation. Chop your vegetables and measure out those spices. This step makes the whole cooking process smoother and more enjoyable. Now heat up your skillet over medium-high heat, add a dash of oil, and let's cook that beef. You'll want it beautifully browned and crumbly. Once done, drain any excess fat. We're keeping it healthy here. Next, it's time to bring all these wonderful ingredients together. Add the cavatappi, black beans, corn, bell pepper, onion, garlic, and all your spices to the skillet. Stir in that smoky red pepper crema and watch as the cavatappi begins to soak up all those incredible flavors. Let it simmer for a few minutes to enhance the taste and texture. And there you have it, folks. A simple yet flavorful journey to making a Southwest beef cavatappi that's sure to impress. It's not just about following a recipe, it's about making it your own and enjoying the process. Ready to serve? Sprinkle some fresh cilantro and shredded cheese on top for that perfect finish. And here's a tip for any leftovers. Cool your dish to room temperature before popping it into the fridge in an airtight container. It'll keep your pasta tasting fresh for up to 3 days. Thanks for tuning in to today's culinary adventure. I hope you feel inspired to try this dazzling twist on pasta at your next meal. Remember, cooking is not just about feeding the body, but also about feeding the soul. Keep sharing love through your dishes, and I'll see you next time on the Simple Recipe Box podcast. Happy cooking, everyone.